Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. intelligence officials are corroborating Israel's claim that Hamas extremists are using a hospital in Gaza as a command center. Israel has released a video it says was a military compound beneath the children's hospital in Gaza City. The Israeli military says it has conducted a targeted operation at Al-Shifa Hospital, the largest in the territory. The International Red Cross says that facility is in dire need of staff, medical supplies, and other equipment. Tens of thousands of people gathered on the National Mall in Washington today to show their support for Israel. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the demonstrators voiced solidarity with Israel in its war against Hamas.
The National Mall was a sea of white and blue signs and Israeli flags under a heavy security presence. Israeli President Isaac Herzog addressed the crowd by video from Jerusalem.
There's no greater and more just cause than this.
A long list of speakers denounced what they call a rise in anti-Semitism and hatred, and some pushed back against critics of Israel. With Palestinian civilians dying by the thousands in Israeli airstrikes, protesters around the world and here in the U.S. have called for a ceasefire in Gaza as the humanitarian crisis there deepens. Israeli leaders have rejected those calls, and so did U.S. leaders of both political parties, who joined hands on the stage in support of Israel. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. House has approved a measure to keep the government open through early next year. Senate leaders from both parties support the bill, and it is expected to pass that chamber later in the week. More from NPR's Eric McDaniel.
Speaker Mike Johnson's unusual proposal would extend government funding in two parts, funding some agencies, including Veterans Affairs and Transportation, through January 17th, and other agencies, including the Department of Defense, through February 2nd. Lawmakers hope to pass the full suite of federal spending bills in time for those deadlines. The proposal's unusual structure was an effort by the Republican speaker to attract the support of hardline Republicans in the House Freedom Caucus, who ultimately did not end up supporting the measure, upset over a lack of spending cuts. Instead, House Democrats helped pass the measure, pleased it maintained current funding levels. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, the Capitol.
Wall Street stocks surged today after a better-than-expected report on inflation. As NPR's David Gurb reports, the latest consumer price index boosted investor confidence that the Fed's fight against high inflation is nearing its end.
After the latest economic data, Wall Street is betting the Federal Reserve will not raise interest rates at its next meeting. Yields on U.S. bonds also came in. The yield on the 10-year Treasury settled below 4.5%. Last month's consumer price index was up 3.2% from a year ago and flat from September to October. Airfares fell from month to month. So did car prices. Gas prices dropped by 5%. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News. North Korea says it has successfully tested new solid fuel engines designed for intermediate-range ballistic missiles. A state media report says Pyongyang's existing intermediate-range missiles are powered by liquid fuel engines capable of reaching Guam, but they need to be fueled before launch and cannot stay fueled for long periods. State media say the new missiles have been built-in propellants for faster launch and easier relocation and storage. A new production of the classic Chekhov play, Uncle Vanya, will open on Broadway. Actor Steve Carell will star in the production in April, making his Broadway debut. From New York, Jeff London has more.
Lincoln Center Theater announced the cast of its starry revival of Uncle Vanya on Tuesday morning, and at the top of the list was Steve Carell, best known for playing the cringy boss Michael Scott in the highly popular television comedy The Office. Carell will be playing a different kind of manager in Uncle Vanya, the administrator of a Russian estate. The production features a new translation by Heidi Schreck, author and star of the Tony-nominated autobiographical play What the Constitution Means to Me. Other cast members include William Jackson Harper, who starred in television's The Good Place, Allison Pill, and Alfred Molina, among others. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are also higher, up nearly 2% in Tokyo, up near 3% in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.